USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again going after late Republican Senator John McCain. While at a military tank factory in Ohio, he said McCain tried to use the steel dossier against him.
John McCain got it. And what did he do? Didn't call me. He turned it over to the FBI, hoping to put me in jeopardy.
He also complained about McCain voting against repealing the Affordable Care Act and that the Vietnam prisoner of war was not supportive of veterans. Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson, chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee, tells Georgia Public Broadcasting,
"It's deplorable what he said."
He said the president is harming the country with his childish talk.
It's a damaging situation. If my kids started talking about John McCain was not a hero, or because he was a prisoner of war didn't make any difference, or things like that, they'd have a serious conversation with me.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's asked the EU to extend Britain's deadline to leave the Union from the 29th of this month to June 30th. She also says it's time for Parliament to stop stalling.
It is high time we made a decision. So far, Parliament has done everything possible to avoid making a choice. Motion after motion and amendment after amendment has been tabled without Parliament ever deciding what it wants. All MPs have been willing to say is what they do not want.
Good news for consumers in businesses. The Federal Reserve decided to leave interest rates unchanged and suggested there will be no more rate hikes this year. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says it's not because of a dire outlook on the economy.
The limited data that we have do show a slowdown. On the other hand, as I mentioned, we see the underlying economic fundamentals for growth this year as still very positive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The slow, deliberate process continues in the investigation into the mass shooting that claimed 50 lives at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand last week. John Clemens reports.
We're told the youngest victim of the attack was only 3 years old and the eldest 71, as New Zealand's police commissioner Mike Bush explains the process.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
Another 50 were injured in the attack, 12 of whom remain in critical condition. I'm John Clemens.
The recently confirmed EPA chief is raising some eyebrows in his first interview since being confirmed. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Newly confirmed EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler is raising some eyebrows after comments he said regarding drinking water and not climate change being the greatest and most immediate global threat to the environment. Wheeler tells CBS This Morning,
"We have 1,000 children die every day worldwide because they don't have safe drinking water. That's a crisis that I think we can solve. Most of the threats from climate change are 50 to 75 years out. What we need to do is make sure that the people who are dying today from lack of having drinking water in third world countries, that problem is addressed."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.